blah 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 blah
blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 55 of Blah Blah Podcast, the only show on the web that'll make you sick and tired of movies, entertainment, everything in between, and our voices. I am Jason Green, and with me as always is Sean Smith.
Hello, everyone. I'm still recovering over here.
From what?
Oh, from that big Zack Snyder I took earlier.
Oh, okay, yeah. You know, my bladder's getting a little full. I got to go take a Zack Snyder as well. And, oh, no, Zack Snyder's the P, right?
I thought Zack Snyder was a P and then BVS.
You know,
Zack
Snyder,
poop?
BVS, they're interchangeable. And who else we got here? We got Mr. Christopher Holeshoe.
Hey, ho, hey, ho.
Let's go. Hey, ho, let's go.
Start
and
the show.
And next to him is Mr. Benny P.
Woo, woo, woo!
What's up, Benny? It's been a while.
Nothing much. I've just been hearing a lot about Batman vs. Superman. I have no interest in seeing it ever, period.
You know what you should do, and everyone else listening to this, if you haven't already, go back to episode 54 and listen to our spoiler cast of Batman vs. Superman, where we go down the entire movie, bit by bit, pick apart everything that's wrong with it, and it will leave you satisfied and thanking us for not spending $13 at the movie.
Yeah, I'm not giving Zack Snyder
opinion.
I'm not ever giving Zack Snyder my money, no. But
exactly.
I do have to laugh. As soon as you guys said that Batman kills people, I almost fell out of my chair.
That was an atrocity. And yes, he kills people. And ladies and gentlemen, that is our opinion. But if you love the movie, more power to you. Speaking of power, we have a returning friend here, a man who is larger than life and a dear friend of the podcast. The creator of Star Wars, Mr. George Lucas.
Hey, everybody. Come on.
George, my man. It's been a while.
I know. It's been a while since I saved the show, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We didn't. Thank you, by the way. Thank you for that.
Yeah, thanks, man. We didn't properly thank you. I'll take you out to dinner one of these days. Your choice.
I don't know if you want to do that, Jason.
You know I'll take you up on that, too.
Okay. Yeah. What he's referencing, ladies and gentlemen, is episode 50. Our budget ran out, and George, being the good-natured man he is, gave us a large sack of cash. And here we are. So you either love him or you hate him for keeping us on the air. But we love him just as much as you love food. Is that correct?
Yeah, I do love food, Jason. You're right about that.
That is great. All right, Sean. I'm afraid that I'm still pretty burnt out from our two-hour Batman vs. Superman review.
Yeah, thanks for the invite, you jackass.
Oh, wait, George, you went to go see the movie?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, when was this?
I saw it not too long after you guys did, probably later that day when you recorded. You know, my own theater.
Oh, your own personal theater.
Yeah, my own personal theater.
Oh, what was that?
No,
like?
Wait. If we invited you, why did you go to your own personal theater?
I just want to hang out with you guys. You know, I mean, I'm kind of lonely. You know,
I mean, you know what?
You
let's
the
get
boys,
into this,
don't
Sean.
You?
I got the boys. You know, I got you, Chris. You know, I mean, it's great, but you know, after a while, you know, you just want to meet new people.
That's true. You say eat new people or meet?
No,
new
no,
people?
No, meet. No, I'm not some sort of savage, Jason.
Okay. Yeah, well, George, why don't you tell us what you thought? I mean, we have a bit of a slow news week this week, so...
I thought it was phenomenal, really.
Really?
Great movie. I really love the dark, gritty tone that this film was going. I love the overuse of CG. I thought Doomsday looked amazing. Really, really could see the detail and, you know, all the emotion and everything. The entire movie was so dense. Every frame was something was going on.
I bet you were a big fan of Doomsday. It kind of looked like you a little bit.
Yeah, it did. I think I kind of, you know, I think they used sort of some of my features for Doomsday. But I don't mind, you know, it's putting my image towards a great movie, you know.
He is one of the funnier characters that they've had in the DC universe.
Yeah, he really is. You know, me, Tamora, Jake Lloyd, Ahmaa Best, you know, everyone, we had a good time. Sorry you couldn't come, Chris, but, that, you know.
Yeah, duty calls. You know how it is, George.
Yeah, you know, you're always welcome anytime at the Lucas Theater. But
what,
you know,
did Tamor, Jake, and Ahmad think of the movie?
Tamor liked it a lot. He liked the use of CG because you know his characters were also CG'd in Star Wars, if you remember.
Yeah.
So you know he really appreciated the work. Same with Ahmad. Jake Lloyd, he was fine. I think he was a little out of it. You know, I think he was freaking a little bit. But you know, other than that, we all had a good time. You know.
Now, George, let me ask you, what do you think about all the controversy about Batman killing people in this movie?
Look, you know, it's time for a change, people. You know, if you want to see the same thing over and over again, then just watch episode 7.
Shots fired.
Yeah, well, you know. But, you know, I like the bold new take they're making on this. You know, Ben Affleck is great. I thought it was better than those other guys, except for George Clooney. George Clooney was probably the best, but, you know, that's besides the point.
What do you think of Lois Lane's inclusion in this film?
I thought she was fine. She's kind of like the Padme of this universe. She's the key. She's the reason that everything is happening.
She's the key to all of it.
Yep. If you can't get Lois Lane working, because she's a funnier character than we've ever had before.
Okay.
Would you say she's the reporter of 1,000 faces?
She really is. You know, like 1,000 faces. You know, Amy Adams has been in 1,000 movies.
What do you think of Henry Cavill's Superman performance? I personally thought it was wooden, but I'd love to hear your take.
Well, I do like me some wood. I like to you know, heat it up and eat and, you know, just chomp into it. But
wood, like raw wood?
Like wood. I just, you know, I chop it down in my lumber yard and then just start going to, you know, go to town on them.
George, that's not food.
Well, who are you to say what I eat, Sean? who do you think you are?
A reasonable person.
I'm just kidding. You're all right. Except just don't cross me because I'll beat the shit out of you.
Oh, just like Batman.
He's gonna squash you like a bug, Sean. Yeah, like you said on the red carpet.
I thought Henry Cavill was fine. You know, I liked when he you know also was a jerk like Batman. You know, you also need a bold new take on a character like Superman. So yeah.
Now, what did you think? Okay, so this is the million-dollar question. What did you think about Lex Luthor?
I thought amazing. Fantastic. Role of a lifetime for him. If I wish I could have that in one of my Star Wars movies. You know, like to be able to capture that performance. You know, he's like the Emperor a lot of ways. He's, you know, he's just having a good time. You know, he's just destroying things and destroying lives. You know, he's a lot like the Emperor, but better, you know? Better than the Emperor.
Like the way Brian Benben captured his role in Radioland Murders?
What?
that's the movie. That's the movie you produced, George.
Are we playing the IMDb game again?
Well, I just slap my name on a lot of things. I give some food. I give some money. They give me some food, and then you know,
then they give
me credit. So you know, I don't
they
know.
Give you a lot of food because it only box office $1.3 million for budgeting 15. So
yeah, well, most of their budget went to me for my food.
So what did you think of the Justice League setup that was shoehorned into this movie, George, with the, you know, the YouTube videos of all the heroes?
I thought it was good. You know, it really, you know, it established each character. I mean, you could do your own movie, you know, but for each of those characters. But why do that when you could just show them, you know, right then and there, get things going.
Here's an even better question. If there was anything, it sounds like you really liked the movie, but
I loved it.
If there was any,
like.
If there was anything that you could change about the movie, what would it be?
Anything I could change about the movie?
Yeah, like maybe include anything.
I might have thrown a few more stormtroopers somewhere in there, but you know.
Okay.
That's what George Lucas would do, you know.
Would Howard the Duck have made an appearance?
Oh yeah, you know, he would have been on the Kryptonian ship.
I don't want to overstep my boundaries here, but I have a question for you, George.
Yes, my friend.
You know, all this talk of a DC expanded universe got me thinking. If you had the chance, how would you do the Star Wars expanded universe?
Oh, good question. So I would direct every movie, of course. I would have complete creative control over all of it. No one has any say. They just have to listen, or else I'll put them in a catapult and launch them across the country.
That's a little harsh.
Oh, medieval style, bitch. Anyway. I would probably do, you know, different movies. After 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I would have, you know, a movie about Han Solo, a movie about you know, Chewbacca, you know, everyone would get their own movie, and then they would converge into a Star Wars movie, a big crossover movie in which they'll have to fight the biggest threat, whichever, you know, the remnants of the Empire, maybe someone who's stealing all the food in the galaxy, and then me and my, if you remember, I was going to talk about my idea for Episode 7 before, where the Rogue Squadron was me and General Grievous and all the CG characters, Jar Jar, Boss Nass, Aboba, you know, Dexter Jetster, everybody.
Oh, my God.
And then we would all have our own movies and then get together and stop the guy from destroying all the food in the world.
Hmm. Interesting.
I'd would you do a Baron Papanoidia movie?
Oh, well, you know, I'd be playing a dual role, Benny. I'd be George Lucas and Baron Papanoidia.
Okay.
Oh, so like a modern day Peter Sellers.
Yep, exactly. Or modern day like John Adam Stables Sandler. In that Full House episode where he was also his cousin.
Or Adam Sandler.
Yeah, Adam Sandler.
Or
was, you know, I'm not speaking to right now because he dropped out of Andre. So.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. How is Andre going, by the way?
George, I want to ask you. I'm sorry, what?
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask, in the Aquaman reveal in Batman vs. Superman, would you have put any Gungans in that scene?
I'd put a bunch of Gungans, Jason.
Mm.
Tons.
Okay.
But anyway, to answer your question, Sean, about Andre, I'd seen better days. You know, it's my financial backers are leaving the project.
Wait, you're not backing it yourself?
I was just, you know, it's there's only so much you can do. You know, I'm building affordable housing. I got a huge kitchen I got to keep supplying, you know, day after day. It becomes a lot. I got to pay for, you know, Ahmad and Tamora and Jake's medical bills.
Medical bills?
Yeah, you know, they're dependents of mine. You know, I care for them. I provide.
Do they get hurt a lot?
Yeah, really?
No, but if they get hurt, they have to go to the doctors. You know, I pay for their dental. I pay for all. They're all on my health insurance plan. So
can I be on yours? Okay.
Is Chris on your plan as well?
I've offered. Chris, you know, the offer still stands.
You know, I like to pay my own way. You know, I like to be my own man. But
you know, you're a modest man. But if you ever decide to change your mind, you know, you can be under my health insurance plan.
Thanks, George.
But I just got a lot of money. You know, there's only so much you can do with the money. So, you know, I need help with this, you know, financially, you know. So I got the studio. They're leaving. The producers are leaving. I pretty much have no cast. The only person I really have on this is Nick Cage's Hulk Hogan. So, you know, that's about it. So.
I hope
you couldn't get Nate Parker from Red Tails.
No, you know, I don't speak to anyone from Red Tails anymore.
Okay. Not even Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah, no, Cuba and I kind of had a falling out behind the scenes.
What happened?
I thought I'd be at my turkey club. Well, I think it was my turkey club. I wasn't quite sure if he brought packed his own lunch or anything. But
what about Terrence Howard?
Terrence Howard wanted too much money, so.
Oh, not again.
Yeah. It was
What about Neo?
Neo, well, he's a great rap artist.
Wait,
he's kind of like the rap artist with 1,000 faces.
Neo.
and he spits 1,000 rhymes.
Who's Neo?
He's a rapper.
He's a rapper.
Oh, not The Matrix?
No, not that Neo.
But anyway, I'd like to say to the people listening at home, if it's all right with you guys, I hope I'm not overstepping my boundaries. I'm taking open auditions for the Andre movie for the role of Andre the Giant. So please send your resume and your headshot and audition of you reading a you know, something from a movie or a theater production to email to georgieporgy69@gmail.com.
George, okay. I have a question. I have a really quick question.
Yes.
What do you think of the casting of Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor?
I think we touched base on this.
You already touched on that? Well, I was probably looking at his IMDb. Brilliant?
Yeah, brilliant. Brilliant performance.
Could he possibly play Andre?
You know what? If he's interested, I think
it's a good idea.
Better Vince McMahon, you know? I think he could be a great Vince McMahon.
You're still up on that Vince McMahon idea, aren't you?
What, getting Vince McMahon in the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, the man himself turned it down. I was going to give him a cameo, and we're going to use CG to make him look like younger. Mm. But, you know, he turned it down. And then he told me to oil his chest, and I kind of got weirded out.
Well, that's so just a normal thing.
Yeah, you know, I just don't want to oil that man's chest. It's just so huge.
Mm.
I have big enough hands for it, but you know, that's about it.
Well, George, speaking about Andre, your movie Andre, this year they announced that they're once again doing the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Yep.
Is there a chance that Georgie Porgy might be showing up this Sunday in the Battle Royal?
Well, someone's got to take down the Golden Truth, if that even is a thing. So, you know, I want to prove to them, Mark Henry, Jack Swagger, all of them, you know, that I'm the one. I'm the one that's most like Andre because I understand Andre the most out of all of them.
I mean, I will say, George, the competition is much lighter this year.
It is.
And you are much heavier this year.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, I'm very heavy. I think I've gained more weight since the last one. So I think there's a good chance that I might break the ring.
Oh, oh God, I hope not. They got a whole show to go.
Yeah, well, you know. Well, the power of movie making anything possible.
Is your entrance still going to just be a medley of fart noises?
Yep, it's still a medley of fart noises.
Okay. Mm. To the tune of Star Wars?
To the tune of Star Wars, and I'm going to be wearing the Andre the Giant singlet, you know, to prove the movie, so.
Nice. That's guy. I can't wait to see what you do, George. Hopefully, Evan is not listening and does not do anything to get in your way.
Yeah, he better not.
George, I want to just change subject real quick and ask you that the internet went up in a blaze the other day that there was a picture of you taken in a food court in Australia, of all places, by yourself eating a noodle meal or a meal of noodles, I should say, with a Diet Coke in hand. Can I ask, what is the story of that? You seemed so down and depressed.
I was hoping this wasn't going to come up, but...
Sorry.
So, no, it's okay. I'll answer. So I went to Australia because I heard that this mall was serving something called a kangaroo, and I thought to myself, I never tried kangaroo meat. And, you know, I figured Australia, you know, kangaroo meat. It makes sense, you know? It's like it's like their country's cow.
I've never heard that before.
Well, you know... If you read a geography book once in a while.
They do have cows in Australia.
Yeah, well, you know, we have kangaroos too in the zoo, but we don't, you know, our kangaroo is their cow and their kangaroo is our cow.
Well, that makes sense, I guess.
You know? So anyway, I was like, oh, you know, kangaroo meat. So I went there and I ordered it and I found out it wasn't kangaroo meat. It was just a noodle dish called the kangaroo. So I was kind of bummed. I spent all that money on the flight. They could have gone to Andre, but you know, it is what it is. And who am I to turn down a meal? So I ate it.
Now, George, did you ask why it was called that?
I did. They said that it's just the name. You know, it's just the name. There's no kangaroo whatsoever. It has a spicy kick to it.
That's what I figured.
But you know, I mean, it did have a spicy kick. You know, I give the meal itself 10 turkey legs, but you know. you know, I was a little bummed that I use all those resources to go out to Australia and, you know, just to be duped.
Did you come back right away? Did you like hang around in Sydney, you know?
I hung around. I wanted to see if, because one of my favorite movies of all time is Finding Nemo. I wanted to see if P. Sherman 42 Wallaby Way, Sydney was a real address.
And was it?
It was, and I was told to leave the property at gunpoint, so...
What about Kangaroo Jack? You a fan of that movie?
Great movie. Great CG. The kangaroo himself was a lot of fun. I liked Christopher Walken was in that movie. A+ performance by him. I give it like 8 turkey legs because the marketing did kind of fool me into thinking it was all about a talking kangaroo, but it really wasn't. Plus Anthony Anderson, you know, I'm not a fan of. So,
did you guys know that Kangaroo Jack 2 was an animated direct-to-DVD movie?
Yeah.
I was just about to ask if that was a real thing because I kind of remember it.
Yeah, I remember watching it on Cartoon Network. I don't know if you guys do.
I like the second one a lot more.
Mm. Mm. Chris, you've been awful quiet. Do you have any questions for Mr. Lucas?
Well, we see each other all the time, so
yeah, we're pretty close actually.
Good point. Yeah, I didn't think about that. Okay, George, I want to ask you another thing. Have you watched the new Netflix? What's the word I'm looking for? The Netflix exclusive reboot, Fuller House at all?
I watched the pilot, and then I fell asleep afterwards, so I didn't get to watch the rest of it. I thought it was really bad, and everyone just looked sad and depressed throughout all of it, like me eating the not kangaroo meat. I give it 2 turkey legs, because Jodie Sweetin, you know, she
it's pretty sweet.
She was cool. She was pretty sweet. And there were no Olsen twins, so that's automatically a plus.
Are you an Olsen twins guy, George?
No, not at all. Okay. One time I saw them at a restaurant, and we were having a nice conversation, you know, the two of them and I, and, you know, we were talking about, you know, growing up and, you know, childhood and, you know, fulfilling your dreams and making a lot of money and using it toward notable causes. And then they didn't pay for my bill.
Well, I mean, George, you are the rich one of the three.
So are they.
Well, be a gentleman, George. Be a gentleman.
Why the hell would I do that?
It's just a nice thing to do.
They told me that, you know, they would pay for the meal, then they didn't.
I see.
They may not have said that specifically. They may have said, you know, it was a pleasure meeting you, sir.
You know, Jason, when George and I brainstorm for different movie ideas, sometimes we play this game, and I'd like to play it with George, if you don't mind, real quick.
Okay.
George, marry, fuck, kill Steven Spielberg, the Disney Corporation, Evan Moore.
Oh, God.
Well, Steven was my friend until he did he's doing the Indiana Jones movie without me, so that kind of stabbed me in the back. But I'd still fuck him. You know, Disney Corporation I'd marry, because then I would have a say in Star Wars.
Good thinking.
And I would kill Evan.
That wasn't too hard for you, was it?
No, not at all.
I wanted to ask you about Steven. Did you and him have a falling out because of Indy 5 and everything?
I haven't talked to him in a while. Not since Crystal Skull. And, you know, it's been, you know, I felt he gypped me. He didn't bother to come see me at the Star Wars premiere, episode 7, which he loved it. And I was like, oh, you know, that might explain why he's not talking to me anymore. And then now he's doing this new Indiana Jones movie, and I just feel betrayed.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay. I mean, I got my boys. He was always an honorary member of the boys, but I'm thinking about stripping him of his patch now.
Oh, wait, you give patches out to everyone?
Yep, I give patches out to everybody.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Chris is my first mate. Jake Loy is my master at arms, or man at arms, if you will. My best is in charge of security and all that. And Timur Morrison is in charge of cyber communications.
Wow.
So, you know, everyone has their own rank, you know. We're kind of like the Sons of Anarchy, if you will.
The Boys of Anarchy?
Yep.
Do you have, like, cool leather jackets?
Yeah, we have cool leather jackets. Mine doesn't fit anymore. It hasn't fit me since 1983.
You should eat it. I mean, it's made of cows.
Oh, you know what? You're right.
Oh, you. Why did you tell him that?
I don't know. I just wanted to see him
fry it up after the show.
I just want to see him eat a jacket.
I'll do whatever, guys. You know, I love doing crazy things for the show. I'll throw Evan off a roof. You know, I don't care.
I was gonna ask if you can do a backyard wrestling match with Evan.
Oh yeah, sure. You know, if you want to face me in the ring, then you know,
do a moonsault off the top of your roof.
I'm gonna hit him with my ass, also, like Naomi.
George, what would your finishing move be called?
It'd be called the Lucas Tookus.
The Lucas Tookus.
Is it kind of like a stink face?
Yep, except the stink is coming out of my asshole.
I think that's what it's supposed to do.
Where else would the stink come out of, George?
Or, you know, maybe some of the other flaps in my stomach.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Well, George, I hope you and Steven Spielberg, you know, make up. Maybe he'll eventually, you know, give you a part in Indy. Not a part, but, like, give you a hand in Indy 5. Maybe you can share some of your story ideas with him.
Maybe, you know, if we'll do it. But, you know, right now I'm focusing. You know, I got Andre, you know, that's working. But I want to win the battle Memorial Royal.
If you can say, who would you like to cast in Indy 5? If, like, Harrison Ford took, like, a Sylvester Stallone role, like in Creed, and they had a new Indiana Jones, who would you like to cast?
Jesse Eisenberg.
Oh!
I'm sold.
Is Jesse Eisenberg this new actor of 1,000 faces?
Yeah, he really is. And he was the actor of 1,000 Jolly Ranchers.
Was that your favorite scene? That's
my favorite scene, because it involved food.
Would you like to have him feed you a Jolly Rancher?
Yeah, please. You know, like, kind of like, I'll dress up like a toga. You know, I'll wear a toga, and he'll instead of feeding me grapes, he'll feed me Jolly Ranchers while someone fans me down with a giant leaf.
George, what would you say your favorite Jolly Rancher flavor is?
Oh, cherry, obviously.
Yeah, that seems like that's everyone's favorite flavor.
Yeah, well, you know, they Batman and Superman got it right with cherry, you know.
Mm.
Yeah.
They understood the power of cherry. It's the flavor of 1,000 faces.
A 1,000 tongues. Sean.
Yes.
You want to regale us with some miscellaneous stories?
Yes. This is a very special edition of the show because we have no news. We're just doing miscellaneous stories. So let's go right into that intro.
What the fuck?
Right in my ass.
Yeah.
Did the intro just play?
Did the intro play?
Yes, the intro did play.
Oh, okay. You know, why does Evan ask that every week?
I don't know. You can ask him that for yourself.
Oh, but I don't want to talk to him.
I think it's an OCD tick, like when you turn the water on three times before washing your hands.
Evan has to ask if the intro plays, even though it just played and we all heard it.
Yeah.
Well, he might be hard of hearing. You ever think of that?
No. He's a piece of shit. I know that. He came on, he berated
me. He's trying to make amends with you.
How? How was he trying to make amends with me?
I don't know. I thought I heard he was.
He said, like, you know, I do agree with him that, you know, I should be the one, you know, helping Steven with Indiana Jones. But, you know, it's a ploy. You know, it's a ruse, if you will. He's plotting against me.
He's got something up his sleeves that he's ripped off.
Yeah, he's got something up his nose sleeve.
All right. Let's go into these miscellaneous stories. I actually have 10 stories tonight. So
fuck.
This is like a top 10 of miscellaneous. I guess you could say. All right. This very first story. A North Carolina man was arrested for not returning a VHS tape that was rented out 14 years ago.
Oh, my God.
14 years.
Yeah, but do you know the name of what the movie was? Because I do.
Yeah, we're getting to that.
Okay.
The man was pulled over for a broken taillight, but he found out that there was a warrant for his arrest from back in 2002 because he never returned the VHS tape. And the VHS tape in question is the Tom Green classic Freddy Got Fingered.
Oh.
Daddy, would you like some sausage?
What a movie to go to jail for.
I'd love some sauce.
Wait, time out. So they've had this warrant out for just a VHS of a movie that's not very good.
I guess it's, I mean, obviously it's been around, the warrant's been out for 14 years. So I guess he just kept his head low for that long. And
he's a good driver.
Yeah, I guess so.
I can imagine like in like the debriefing, like I guess debriefing things, they'd go to like police officer goes, all right, we're still on the lookout for the Freddy Got Fingered guy. And the guy behind him was like, oh,
Crafty son of a bitch has evaded us for 14 years.
Got some detective like smoking cigarettes late at night. Oh, where are you, fucker?
Is the company that rented the movie even open?
I don't. You know, the article never said where he got it from. I'm guessing it was some mom and pop. I don't think it was Blockbuster. I think they would have mentioned that. I feel like it was like a mom and pop shop.
Imagine if this guy really was on the run from the law for all these years. Like the detectives have like the tack board and the yarn, like tracing all around the country.
I don't know about you guys,
like,
but
they bring him in. There's like clapping and shit. They're like, oh, you elusive bastard.
The only open movie rental store near me is an adult film store on Route 73.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Your favorite place, huh, Sean?
Well, we were funny enough. That's right. Jobo's not here. We were passing it on the way back coming from your house on Saturday, Jason. And Jobo turns to me. He's like, hey, look, an adult bookstore. I'm like, yep, that place is a glory hole.
Do you know that from experience?
I do know that from experience.
Wait, you went in there? Wait, time out. Hold on. Sean, what did you get?
You mean, what did I buy? Just a bottle of water.
A copy of Shades of Grey and Ass Disaster 5 on DVD.
Probably dressed yourself up as a woman going the other side of the glory hole like that cop did.
Oh, God.
It was an undercover operation, Jason. I can't talk about it.
Well, you know, we should reach out to that guy and like do a podcast from the adult bookstore.
It's tough for that case to be undercover when it's all over his face.
George, when you come to the East Coast, are you a fan of this store?
No, I'm not. I'm not a slovenly male whore. You know, I have class. I'm faithfully married.
Is your wife a fan of it?
No. Why would you even ask that?
Just wondering.
I'm gonna kick your ass, Benny.
Just a question, George.
Don't bring my marriage into this, Benny.
Anyway, the point I was trying to make is that movie rental stores are gone.
Well, I don't even think you can rent from that bookstore. I think it's you can just buy the DVDs if you want.
I had a hard time renting out videos of porn nowadays, especially when no one has a VHS.
Yeah, exactly. Why do you gotta go somewhere?
Well, about the miscellaneous story, though, Sean, did you read, or is the end of it about what Tom Green does, though?
No, actually, I didn't see that in the article.
Because I read Tom Green paid this guy's bail. So.
Oh, good.
Tom Green has money?
He's actually really popular. I think he is Canadian, and he's really popular in Canada. He has, like, an internet show called The Tom Green Show, and it's made him, like, a shitload of money. So he's doing really well.
If you just changed your first name.
Oh,
then maybe all of us could make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I should just tell him, like, if this guy brings up part of his past from 14 years ago, I should just tell him that I'm his brother. And maybe, he'll be like, okay, here's some money.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? It's worth a shot.
I liked any sausage.
Maybe we can get an illegitimate son story going on, like the WWE did back in, what, 2007?
Can we watch Freddy Got Fingered? I'm actually like really, you know.
Let's reveal it.
There's two things. That, yeah, there's two things I remember from that movie. One is the Daddy, would you like some sausage?
Oh,
and
God.
Oh, actually three. Him taking a roadkill deer and wearing it, and then getting hit by a car. And the third thing I remember is I think Heather Graham's in the movie, and she plays a paraplegic, and she gets
the
off
fuck?
By someone I guess taking like a stick and like hitting her in the legs with it.
Okay, what the fuck's this movie even about?
I'm just telling you what
Holy
I remember from the movie.
Shit, is this a porno?
No.
Well, I mean, it's. I think the title is supposed to be ambiguous, like double entendre. But you guys heard. You remember Heather Graham had like a what the hell was the show's name? She had a pilot show about like 10 years ago that lasted one episode. She hasn't been heard from since.
No, I don't remember.
I just Googled Freddy Got Fingered. The first story was Hillary Clinton's crimes won't put her in jail. I'm like, well, that's interesting.
Okay.
I don't get it.
Neither do I.
Well, at least this Freddy Got Fingered story has a happy ending. Tom Green seems like a really upstanding man, and I hope he's listening. And I am your long-lost brother. Please give me $14 million. Anyway,
hey,
Sean, what's next?
Hey, Benny, real quick before we start. Benny, I'm sorry I snapped at you.
Oh, George, I understand. I wouldn't want anyone bringing up I don't have a wife, but, you know, into it. So I'm sorry. It was just a question. Yeah. And,
you know, I understand. And, you know, you're not Evan. And I just had to keep reminding myself you're not Evan. So therefore, you're okay.
I'm not, and I never will be. And again, George, I have nothing but the most respect for you.
That's good.
That's
and
why
you wear sleeves, so that's good.
Yes, and I constantly read your IMDb page. So.
Good. You know, at least one person does.
It takes more than just one scroll to get through it, so it's very a lot to read there.
Yeah, a lot of history.
Yes, a lot of history. All right. My God, Shaquille O'Neal was in Freddy Got Fingered?
I don't remember him in there.
Is that that fellow that Aaron Carter beat?
What?
Remember the song How I Beat Shaq by Aaron Carter?
No. I don't remember that.
You never heard that song?
No.
I played it on Radio Disney all the time back in the day.
George, do you still listen to Radio Disney?
What was that?
You still listen to Radio Disney?
No, not since they butchered my creation. But back in the day, I was a big fan.
Oh, my God.
All right, Sean, what's the next story?
All right. A California man was arrested under suspicion of DUI after crashing into three vehicles and attempting to elude police.
That might do it.
when police caught up to the man, they found him covered from head
Wait,
to toe.
Wait, can I make a prediction?
Yes.
Roadhead.
No.
Oh, God. Roadhouse.
When they found him, he was covered from head to toe in gold spray paint.
Oh, gold
he was
dust.
Just reenacting gold Mad Max.
No, Jason, it was his entire body.
Gold dust.
Isn't that a James Bond movie?
Goldfinger?
Maybe.
Yeah, it is gold dust.
Wait, was this guy named Freddy? Freddy got goldfingered?
No. No. Let me see if I can send you guys the picture on here. But
you know, 99 Red Balloons, Freddy got goldfingered. Great band.
All right, let me look for this. Apparently he said that he was painted like that because
Can I make a prediction?
Yes.
By a gypsy.
No. he blamed it on a photo shoot that he was doing and I guess that's a legitimately excuse, but like there was gold paint in his car as well.
I think the most obvious thing here is that he was drunk as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was drinking, correct.
Well,
this really doesn't even look like it. Just looks like he's a dark skinned man. It just kind of looks like it's part of his skin color. It doesn't even look like gold paint.
Oh, that is most definitely gold paint. Look at his
hair.
I mean,
you can see it on his fingers.
I see it on his face. I see it on his arms and his face.
And his shirt.
It's definitely his hair, too, yeah.
Yeah, look at it.
That might just be his hair, because I know, like, a lot of...
There's, like, a random strap on his shoulder, too.
I'm pretty sure that shirt was white, also.
Oh, well,
maybe
Sean.
Maybe he just fell, like, in the back room of a Michael's Art Supplies.
No, I don't know. He said he was doing a photo shoot. Maybe it was for
the... Wait, this is the golden truth.
Oh. No, I think he was just doing some sort of promotional photo shoot for the Oscars, more than likely. He was just a little late, that's all.
Oh, okay, yeah. George, you got any comments on this?
I don't see why that's a problem. I mean, I pay myself gold all the time.
Well, really?
Do you?
Yeah, I put a star on me and I pretend I'm a Dragon Ball.
Oh, George, you like Dragon Ball Z?
I'm a big fan of Dragon Ball Z, yes. Kind of like the anime of 1,000 Faces.
Was your favorite villain, Boo? Majin Boo?
Yeah, Majin Boo, because he was roughly my size.
Only roughly, right?
Yeah, roughly, you know. I mean, I got a few hundred pounds on him, but you know.
George, if you went Super Saiyan, would you want really long blonde hair?
Yeah, that'd be cool. A really long blonde beard.
George, would you say Trunks is the Saiyan of 1,000 Faces?
You know, I think when Trunks entered the story, it kind of started to go downhill. I liked the Garlic Jr. saga because I like garlic.
George, you should shave your head bald, grow your beard out a little more, and get a Hawaiian shirt, and you should be Master Roshi for Halloween.
Oh, that's a good idea. A really fat Master Roshi.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, what's next, Sean?
All right, next story. This is actually a sports story. So,
what's next, Sean?
Hold on.
Don't worry. This is a story everyone can relate to. Kind of like last week with the sports story we had.
Oh, yeah. All of us have two girlfriends we proposed to over Instagram.
And 10 babies.
Yeah.
Okay. In some odd sports news, Milwaukee's Brewers pitcher Will Smith.
Yep.
What? Oh, hell no.
All right, Stormer, he's in that asshole Evan's favorite movie.
Oh, Men in Black 3. Oh,
yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've heard this story.
Will Smith, he tore a ligament in his right knee and could possibly need surgery. Now, let me tell you how he tore this ligament. He did it
while fighting, like, you know, the cockroach, or like, you know, he's in the Suicide Squad too, so it's pretty demanding.
Mm. He tore it while he was taking off his shoes after a baseball game.
What?
Jesus Christ.
What a loser.
How hard was he taking his shoes off? Was he like really aggressive about it?
Well, I can
read... you know how it goes. You put your foot on the back of your one shoe and you pull it off that way. Then you put your other foot, now shoeless, on the back of the first foot and then pull your other shoe off. It's just quick shoe taking off skills. And obviously, since this guy's some kind of beast, he just ripped his foot in half when he tried to push his shoe off.
Wait, I mean, you guys don't like when you take off your shoe, twist your ankle like 80 degrees and then yank it violently off?
No, I don't think so.
No, I use my hands.
Oh, God. Well, I've been taking my shoes off the wrong way for a long time.
I actually have.
I've been using the Will Smith method.
I don't even wear shoes. I usually just go barefoot.
Namaste.
You just go barefoot, Sean? You're like a Von Erich, Sean?
Yes, I am. George, were you saying something?
Yeah, I am physically unable to take off my shoes.
You sleep with them?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've tried. No, I can't even reach. So, you know, I've had, you know, like Tamar and Ahmad, they've tried. Just couldn't get them off, you know. They're just kind of stuck.
Have you tried bacon grease?
You know, I try, but then I just end up eating it. So,
wait, George, when was the last time you ever actually took your shoes off?
1993.
Oh my God! Lord knows how long your toenails are, George. You might want to go to the doctor.
Yeah, well, they just keep pushing up against the, you know, the shoe and breaking off. So you know, my feet are filled with.
Oh my God!
Your shoe is filled with bacon grease and toenails.
Yep.
Have you considered going to the hospital and having them cut it off?
what, and let those savages like start, you know, tearing off my clothing? No.
Yeah.
It's just your shoes, George.
No, my shoes are a part of me. You know?
Sean, well, hold on to George.
What's that?
They're going to let him die from a broken heart if he goes to the hospital.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, my God. And, George, aren't shoes the clothing of a thousand faces?
Yep, they are. You know, and a thousand laces. A
thousand souls.
Oh, my. George, you're the best man ever.
I know, thanks.
A thousand laces.
So are you guys. Sorry, you guys. That's why I wanted to keep this podcast going.
Isn't shoe removal covered in your HMO?
No.
I I would be very surprised if it was.
So how long is this guy out for hurting his foot, taking off his shoes?
Well, year.
George, he might be out for up to a year because if you tear a ligament in your knee, depending on which ligament and how bad you tore it, that could be up to a year.
Yeah, no, he's not the other Will Smith, but you know, if he wants a part in Andre, you know, he can talk. You know, we can start talking about it.
Well,
hope he's listening.
I have a quote from him because they asked him about how the injury happened.
Said, "Ouch."
Yeah, he said, "quote I pulled hard on the shoe, and it stayed on." He says, "My knee just went up and popped." So,
oh well,
I don't know what he was doing, but
Superman.
You know, this kind of reminds me of draft dodging in Vietnam when you'd like break your own knee to avoid going to war.
That's a good point. Like you shoot your foot.
Maybe he knows something that we don't.
Maybe.
Well, hold on. He does play for the Brewers, so maybe he made the team and was like, ah, oh, shit.
Yeah.
He still gets
know.
Paid with an injury, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. The baseball contracts are guaranteed.
Yeah. He makes all of his guaranteed money. If he had signing bonuses, he ain't getting that, but.
No, he would still get that, more than likely. As far as I know, baseball contracts are 100% guaranteed, so he's fine. He's also a relief pitcher, so he's probably not making too much money.
I'd be hard-pressed to make like two or three.
If I were a baseball pitcher, I'd break all of my fingers watching TV.
Well, hold on. That's probably happened before. They get some weird injuries.
Yeah.
No, I'm looking at this guy right now, and I think he'd really make a great Leap and Lonnie Poffo.
Oh my God.
Is it because he has a beard?
Yeah.
I figured. You were mentioning about other baseball injuries. There was one time a baseball player actually threw his back out because he sneezed too hard.
Yep.
Ah, man, that guy must be weak as fuck.
No, so actually.
One guy got shampoo in his eye. I remember this. Like a Phillies pitcher got shampoo in his eye before a start, and he missed like 2 months.
That's like some Final Destination shit.
Yeah.
You shampoo in your eye and then get impaled on a railroad spike somehow.
You better stop showering next to the terminal station.
And next to the Reading Railroad.
It's a little unrelated, but there was another baseball player who he didn't bat with gloves. He just used his bare hands, and he would try to harden his hands by pissing on them.
Oh, Moise Salou, yeah.
Yeah, he would piss on
them. You guys don't do that? I do that every morning.
No. Well,
Zack Snyder does it.
Things.
Yeah, Zack Snyder does it too.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's why the writing for Batman vs. Superman sucked.
Well, he didn't write it, but
George, do you pee on your hands?
I can't because I can't reach my ding dong.
George, when was the last time you saw
like
that?
The boys or is Sean?
When was the last time I saw it?
Well, it seems like this is like last time you saw everything. So, when was the last time you saw that?
I couldn't even tell you, man.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
You know how long it takes my wife to
find
it. Find it.
It's like going through the Temple of Doom. Oh, all right. Moving
What's
on.
Next, Sean?
I think George is going to like this story.
Ooh.
So, competitive eater Matt Stoney, who's known on YouTube as Megatoad.
Oh, God.
Released a video of him of himself eating 200 peeps in less than 14 minutes.
Ew!
What a little bitch! I can double that.
Marshmallow peeps are disgusting.
God, man, his arteries must just be clogged.
He's a competitive eater, so I'm sure he's a professional. He knows what he's doing.
Okay. There was a documentary on one of them. They eat like whole. They like swallow whole lettuce leaves. Like,
How do you do that?
They fold it up. They swallow it, and then it expands in their stomachs. That way their stomach gets bigger.
But how do you get it down your throat?
Swallow it, Sean. They just fold it up and swallow it like a pill.
Ooh.
So let's follow the
George, okay, hold on. Let's ask George. George, the humans can swallow immense amount of things, right, George?
Well, this human can, yes. I can't speak for most humans, but this human can.
Sean, I think that answers your question.
George, here's the career path. Cows?
Yeah, it doesn't hinge my jaw.
George, why haven't you competed in the Nathan's hot dog eating contest?
I'm not allowed back there anymore.
Oh, what happened?
Wait, what happened?
Because I got second place 1 year. This was when I was a lot less large, you know. I got second place, and I beat the winner with a wooden chair. So,
oh my God, George!
Yeah, I think that guy's still in a coma.
Chris, is any of your money going to him though to pay his medical bills?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Chris, you were saying something?
Yeah, I was just thinking about the career path of a professional eater. So you spend like your golden years eating. And then you got two options, I guess: diabetes spokesman or sumo wrestler.
I mean, there is no age limit to competitive eating, so I guess is there a retirement?
I
when it
imagine
comes to that?
There's a point where your doctor says you have to stop or you're going to die.
I think Kobayashi's coming up on that time where he's like I think Joey Chestnut too. Like, they just can't do it anymore.
Well, would you like to hear the nutritional facts of 200 peeps?
Probably not very good.
All right. It is 5,600 calories. So that's
God.
2.5 times the daily amount of calories a normal person should
have.
Yeah,
that's like 3 days worth of calories.
And 1,360 grams of sugar.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Is there like an after the fact video of this guy puking or like having an overdose of sugar?
It said in the article that he wasn't sure if he was going to be able to finish it because like after 100 peeps, he couldn't feel his tongue because of all the sugar. But he ended up doing it. So
you can barely like even taste it. Like, again, I don't like peeps, but like every now and then I'll try to like have one just to see if I can. Yeah. But anyway. You can't even like really like they're like marshmallows. They kind of like melt in your mouth after a while.
Yeah, what a waste of food.
Yeah, I don't know. If you want to know other feats of this guy, he's eaten a 5-pound burrito before.
Yep.
182 slices of bacon at once.
Oh God.
George, what do you think of that one?
It's impressive. Very impressive.
How many slices do you think you could eat in one sitting?
Of what was that?
Bacon. Slices of bacon.
You know, however many I could fit in my hand. How many did that guy eat?
182.
You see, the most I've had is 150. So, you know, that's actually like something that is both impressive to me and a little bit terrifying because that means someone is out eating me.
See, I figured you would have just like skipped the bacon and just go right for the pig.
Yeah, well, you know, I do that too. I got some pigs on my farm, and I, you know, they're a little cuter, so I'm a little more hesitant when I eat them, because I do have a heart, contrary to popular belief.
Contrary to what Evan says.
Yeah, you know, I know he doesn't have a heart.
George, would you be okay with eating that much bacon?
Oh yeah, you know, I love bacon. You know, I'm a little more hesitant to eat the pig, because it's a little cuter. But you know, my stomach demands it. So therefore I just dig into the bacon and pork and, you know, pork grinds, pork ass.
What do you think about pig feet?
Pig feet are delicious.
I've never had pig feet.
I eat all the toes.
What about the pig tongue? I've seen that in the stores.
Pig tongue? I eat that too. I like pigs in a blanket. I like rolling pigs in a blanket and eating the
what
pig
about,
in a blanket.
Oh my God.
George, what on an animal wouldn't you eat?
Our genitals are a no.
So George, you wouldn't eat Rocky Mountain oysters?
Are they oyster genitals?
No.
Well, then I would.
Okay.
I just won't eat animal genitals. I'm not a pig.
Sean, how many slices of bacon did that competitive eater eat?
182.
George, would you eat that many or maybe more?
I've tried. I've tried it as eating, you know, just straight. I've had like about 150 roughly around there. So I'm a little scared.
Cooked or uncooked?
They were uncooked, of course. Because why wait to cook something, you know, if you don't have to? But I'm a little concerned. There's a guy out here who ate more bacon than me, so you know, I'm a little concerned.
Well, not-
I have a question for all you guys. Okay, so getting back to the peep thing. Do you guys like peeps?
No,
not at all.
I do, actually.
Love them.
Well, wait, George, is there anything you don't like other than Evan?
Well, like I said, animal genitals. I won't eat that. You know, I'll eat just about anything. Just name me something. Anything in the world.
Octopus.
I'd eat it.
What about a human?
No, I wouldn't eat a human because I'm not a, like I said, I'm not a savage.
What about
a Gungan?
I wouldn't eat my own creation. It'd be tree like bark. My children. Tree bark I would eat, yes.
Moss.
Moss, yes.
What about worms?
Randy Moss.
Worms, yeah, worms I would eat. I would eat worms, yes.
I have eaten tapeworm.
Tapeworm? I would make sure it's not living before I eat it.
Pen ink.
Pen ink? I down that. I take shots of that, you know, every day.
Oh my god.
Are we talking about food?
Oh yeah. I'm like, where are we going here?
They're just naming me things that I would eat and that I have eaten. I've eaten a deck of cards once. I've eaten an entire roll of staples.
George, why'd you eat a deck of cards?
Well, you know, it was game night. Me and the boys were playing our poker game. We ran out of chips and dip. So I just started eating the deck of cards.
Oh my God!
George, did you ever eat the Play-Doh sets that look like food? I always thought kids would eat them, like the Play-Doh sets that are like, "Oh, here's a McDonald's hamburger."
I ate it unintentionally because I didn't think it was a McDonald's hamburger.
Oh,
but it tasted good.
Sean, I think it's time for you to move on to the next story, please.
Well, before I move on to the next story, there is one more feat that this guy did do is that he drank 7 Shamrock Shakes at once.
Oh, dude, that's so much fucking sugar.
Well, compared to the peeps, I mean, you know.
Well, one Shamrock Shake probably has as much sugar as all those peeps did.
You think so?
Oh, it has a lot. Oh, my boss was talking about it the other day at work, and I was amazed by how much sugar a Shamrock Shake has. This guy is just a walking diabetes, type 2 diabetes. Mm. Wolford Brimley is looking at him and shaking his head.
Wolford Brimley's rolling over.
I mean, I know you guys said there isn't any movie news this week. But Deadpool's the highest grossing R-rated movie ever.
All right,
ever.
Chris, I see how it is. You're just bored with all this stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. Here's the thing, Jason. I have never drank, what was it, like 100 Shamrock Shakes in a row?
Sean, I stand corrected. Wilford Brimley's not dead.
See, I told you. It's 7, by the way.
Oh. Yeah, I'm a skinny man. It really does not take a whole lot of food to keep me alive, as George can attest.
Absolutely.
Oh, so wait, Chris, you were saying Deadpool is now the highest rated R-rated movie ever?
Ever.
Ever, ever, in the history of ever.
So it beat Passion of the Christ?
In the history of R-rated movies, must have. I mean,
well, that was the record
holder. Jesus is kind of SOL when it comes to media, because 50 Shades of Grey beat out the Bible in book sales, so if that's possible, then why not this?
Anything's America. Possible.
Now, is this just domestic or is this worldwide?
I think it's worldwide. I'm going to check the article.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. Hey, look what you did, Fox. You did good.
Yeah.
Yeah, world's highest R-rated movie.
All right. Sounds good.
Wow.
I think that's pretty incredible.
Considering how they thought it was going to flop.
Yeah, they weren't going to do it. And then it's like a rags to riches story.
Yeah,
it took Ryan Reynolds like 11 years to get this off the ground. The Fox executives who kept saying no to him were probably like eating their... They're
probably
in a blanket.
Either fired or dancing with a lot of money.
Or eating a roll of staples. Deck of cards.
All right.
I mean, George, you've worked with the Fox people. What are they like?
They're pretty good. You know, they had no problem. I like them more than Disney. But, you know, I understand their doubts, you know. But I think Deadpool proved very well. And I think Fox is smart enough to, you know, take that the success and go with it.
George, do you ever think the Fox executives were actual foxes?
That's what I thought. That's why I signed with them. but then I found out they weren't. But I'm like, okay, they're just as good.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing how successful Deadpool is, would you condone an R-rated Star Wars movie?
Ooh.
I would, yes. I would.
And if so, what kind of content would we expect from such a movie?
Probably a movie about Dexter Jetster's origin story. how he ended up on the diner, the designer on Coruscant.
Would we get a Jedi lightsaber sex scene?
No, probably not.
George, you have mentioned the interracial sex scene that was originally cut out of Empire.
Yes, I have. And I'd probably put that in there, you know? That's why I would put, you know, because it didn't make that cut, so doesn't mean I can't do a similar scene.
Hmm.
Also, you mentioned Wilford Brimley. Just so you all know, Wilford Brimley was in one of the Ewok movies.
Really?
What?
Yep.
You mean the cartoon show?
No, like the actual, they made live action movies. He was in one of those.
Was he an Ewok?
No, he's very fuzzy, but he's not an Ewok.
They just pan all these Ewoks, and it's one Wilford Brimley with like bear cub ears going, oh, diabetes. He just keeps panning.
Diabetes.
All right. Moving on. A Jersey City mall became violent when a shopper began fist fighting with the Easter Bunny.
Oh, I thought you were going to cut it at fisting.
Oh, New Jersey.
Yep. Apparently what happened was the bunny was holding a 14-month-old child when the child slipped out of the bunny's hands.
Oh.
And the father lost it and began wailing at the bunny.
That's not the bunny's fault.
You're being entrusted with a child, so you know I can understand the father.
Bunny should have taken the child and started hitting the father with him. It's steel chair.
I mean, on the one hand, 14 months is really young to drop a child.
I mean, I'm curious as to what this bunny was doing to even be in that position, because aren't they usually like sitting down somewhere?
Sean, I don't think we want to know.
Probably had too many shamrock shakes.
I mean, I don't know if you've seen like a mall Easter bunny, but they are literally the things of nightmares.
Oh, yeah.
This like as an adult man, they are scary as hell.
George, what's your opinion on the Easter bunny?
He was always very kind to me. Would you eat him? After he passed, and if it's in his will, then yes.
George, do you normally get candy for Easter?
Yeah, I do. You know, I have my own little Easter egg hunt with the boys.
With the boys or your children?
No, they're too old. You know, they don't live at the Skywalker Ranch anymore. You know, so they have their own families and whatnot that they're, you know.
Do you guys paint eggs as well?
Yeah, we're good together to paint eggs. And then it's a whole thing like, oh, what egg is you know, dad going to eat? You know, whose egg is dad going to eat? And then the winner of whichever egg I get to eat gets to have one item out of my food pantry.
Ooh.
Yep.
Who ended up winning?
Well, Tamora won this year. He beat my actual kids, so. but, you know, the year before, my UFC daughter won.
Oh, good.
I forgot you had a UFC daughter.
Yep.
George, do you think your daughter's ever going to face Ronda Rousey?
Oh, that'd be great. You know, I mean, Ronda seems like a good person, a good fighter. Should be a challenge for my daughter, which, you know, that's the whole point of life is, you know, challenges, you know.
Is Ronda still fighting? I thought she like lost the eye of the tiger there.
She lost, but she's also shooting a lot of movies now, so she's not around to fight. But she'll be back eventually.
Well, I wonder what she's shooting.
She's shooting the new remake to Roadhouse.
That's a thing.
Oh yeah, she's playing Patrick Swayze.
Wasn't she going to be Captain Marvel?
No, that's just a rumor. It's not going to happen.
I don't think Marvel would take a chance on a non-actor.
And
especially someone
she's also,
part of
she's
Lucas.
Also not a very good actor.
So anyway, about that Easter Bunny, who won?
I don't know who won. They both lost because they were both arrested, and it looks like they're both going to jail. So
man, the bunny's fall from the WWE has not been good.
Jersey City is a horrible, horrible place.
Mm. Totally is.
I would not.
What's
recommend
next, John?
Going there.
Well, speaking of eggs, an Ohio man was accused of egging an elderly neighbor's house more than 100 times over the last year.
Okay.
For him.
All right, George, I think you have a lot of issues with this one.
Yeah, well, you know, it's... Well, first of all, he's wasting perfectly fine eggs, number one. Number two, you know, why would you just be a bunghole like that? You know, just egg someone's house. That's just wrong.
Yeah, and especially an elderly person who, you know, what are they doing to you?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the question we don't know. I mean, who would go to that much trouble to egg a house 100 times? You really have to piss someone off to get that kind of reaction.
Yeah, it doesn't say in the article what they thought was going on, but
it's like the old guy called the police on him for like having a party.
I don't know. It didn't say.
The old guy raped him as a child.
Did the guy get arrested?
Yeah, he was arrested. Apparently, the police found him during a undercover stakeout that they did, and they were over a year long of investigation.
Steak and eggs.
It took a whole year to find him throwing 150 eggs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, they literally did a sting operation just to find the guy and catch him.
$10 at work, people.
Yeah.
Well, I hope he gets into a fight with that guy and the Easter Bunny in jail.
It's the evasive egg thief.
There's a whole lot of Easter-themed criminals in jail this year.
If the eggs are still around in that house, I'll be more than happy to eat them up.
Like, that's something you get arrested for, not having a VHS tape of Freddy Got Fingered.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I got the same sentence, too.
All right, moving on to the next story. It's hard to imagine braces on the teeth of an animal. However, a local goldfish recently had braces surgically implanted into its mouth.
Why would fish have teeth?
Apparently they do.
Oh, my God.
Science has doomed us all.
The fish, who was named Mr. Hot Wing.
Oh, what?
Oh, I like that fish.
was born without a lower jaw and has had issues breathing and eating.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
Mr. Hot Wing?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So to fix this issue, they made braces using a plastic credit card. I guess they cut the card up into pieces and formed some sort of brace underneath the what would have been the lower jaw, and the operation was successful. So Mr. Hot Wing is going to be living a long, fruitful life
of 3 years, like most goldfish.
How long do you think it takes Pixar to make a movie about this?
Oh, it's already been. It's going to be Finding Nemo 3. He's going to show up.
Nemo gets braces.
Yes.
God.
All right. Moving on to the next story. A new study has found that millennials don't eat cereal.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
I mean, I do every day.
You poor millennials. You know, you're not eating. You know, you're just not eating enough.
They said that they're not eating because they want to be healthy, but because they're lazy.
Oh my God! That's
so. They're saying that millennials are so lazy that they can't eat to keep themselves alive.
Or no, they don't eat cereal. For example, they'll eat something else like a Pop-Tart or something in the morning as opposed to making a bowl of cereal.
What could be easier
than pouring cereal into a bowl?
Opening a Pop-Tart?
Well, the study said that 40% of millennials said cereal was an inconvenient breakfast choice because they had to clean up after eating.
That's bullshit.
Lazy fucks.
What's the source for this website? Where did you get this story?
Give me a minute and I'll tell you.
This sounds some conservative website that is like Bernie Sanders voters shouldn't have the right to vote because they don't eat cereal.
Oh my God.
I'll do a bowl of cereal at night.
Yeah, I've been eating this box of Life cereal. It's pretty good.
I love cereal.
you're going to love the name of this website.
Here we go.
George, what's your favorite cereal?
I like taking my Lucky Charms and I like mixing them with some Fruit Loops, Cocoa Pebbles. I like to sprinkle some M&M's on there, maybe a little bit of whipped cream, some egg, maybe a few bananas in there, you know, just for the potassium. I also like mixing some pork rinds in there, maybe crumpled up some breadcrumbs.
What about a box of Staples?
I don't know. No, I like to separate portions.
So, Chris, to answer your question, the website's called cheeseburger.com.
Oh, there's all I need to know.
Uh-huh.
But the actual study was done by the New York Times. So
Detective Holeshoe, have at this.
It is a credible study because the New York Times did it, but the website is called cheeseburger.com.
Yeah.
Cheeseburger in paradise.
I don't know. I have some reservations.
I mean, that doesn't sound logical to you that people would do that just because they're lazy?
I don't know. I think calling an entire generation of people lazy because they don't eat cereal is grossly...
Well, we're all technically millennials. I mean, we have our breakfast. Sean, you had Reese's Puffs when you were over.
I did. But there wasn't much cleanup involved. In fact, I don't think I cleaned up at all.
Yeah, I did.
I just like to point out I am not a millennial.
So what do you think?
You're right. I'm so lazy. I'm just going to go lay in the road and wait to die because I'm too lazy to take care of myself.
Chris, don't say things like that. You know what hurts me when you say things like that.
Sorry, George. I meant it sarcastically.
Oh, okay. You know, you're always good with that sarcasm. You make it very believable.
George, aren't you like a baby boomer?
Probably.
All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, I don't know generations. I'm just a being of the universe, you know?
All right, I have the last story of the night, the last miscellaneous story, and here it goes. It's a shame Evan's not here because he's a cat person. Is anyone else here a cat person?
I had a cat, and then she died.
Oh.
George ate her.
No, I didn't. I'm not a savage, Jason. I wouldn't eat someone's pet without their permission.
Well, hold on, George. Would you eat that goldfish?
No, not without its permission, the parents' permission, you know.
Anyway, so a cat survived 8 days in a box after its owner accidentally mailed it across England.
What the fuck? How do you do that?
Cats love boxes.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what happened. So the cat whose name is Cupcake, was...
Oh.
I know, calm down there, George. She was sleeping in a box... And on top of, or she was in the box on top of the DVD that was meant to be shipped. My question is, who's shipping a DVD in a large box? That's my first question.
Doesn't sound right about this.
And the owner didn't notice that Cupcake was inside the box and ended up shipping the box with Cupcake inside of it 260 miles across the country.
Oh
my God.
Meow.
And my other question is, I guess they don't use X-ray scanners anymore at the post office. They don't check any of the packages. No one heard anything coming, any noise coming out of this box,
or the smell of shit.
I'm just surprised it would take 8 days for someone to figure this out.
I mean, that's 8 days of the cat pissing and shitting in the box.
Yeah, I'd feel bad for the person who ordered that DVD.
I feel bad for the cat.
Yeah, that's horrible.
But wait, what was the DVD of?
Oh, I don't know. Probably
Freddy Got Fingered.
Can you imagine if it was the guy's like DVD that he's in jail for and they were sending it so he could get out of jail? He went right back in for animal cruelty.
Different country, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
What if it was the guy that had the VHS tape? He was driving to the post office to see if his package of the DVD for Freddy Got Fingered came. Meanwhile, there's a cat in the box, so he gets frustrated, and for 100 straight days, he's over his neighbor's house, just egging the shit out of it.
Basically, the way I see it is if you watch Freddy Got Fingered through some kind of Final Destination means, you're going to end up in jail because the movie's cursed.
Well, in case anyone was wondering, the cat is safe back at home, so everything's okay.
Thank goodness.
Good.
I was so worried.
I know. I'm afraid. I didn't want to keep you guys up at night, so I figured I'd let you guys know that the cat is okay.
Oh, good. Thank you, Sean.
That is the true spirit of Christmas.
And so that's all I got. The
oh, man. This has been the most... Well, I always say every episode was the most wacky one, but like story-wise, this definitely was.
Well, I mean, it is miscellaneous, so.
Right in my ass. I'm Gilbert Godfrey. Did the intro just play? Guys, I'm tired, and I don't want to go to work tomorrow, so I wish I was awake so I can stay up.
Do you just want to bang on your drum all day?
What?
Ever
that song? I don't want to work. I want to bang.
I don't want to work. I just want to bang on my drum
all day.
No, I'd have to YouTube it.
Well, you know, you millennials.
Yeah, maybe I'm so tired because I didn't have any cereal this morning.
That's got to be it. The breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
The breakfast. Well, I think we should put a bow on the end of this episode. What do you guys say? George,
I agree.
You have a message for Steven Spielberg?
Me? Do I have a message for Steven Spielberg? I just want to know why. why, Steven? What did I do?
I don't think it's you, George. I think it's not you. It's him.
It has to be him. It has to be Disney. You know, they've destroyed my friend. I hope they don't get to my other friends.
Chris,
I hope you're safe.
Yeah.
You know what? There's this guy in this suit. He keeps coming by my house. I wonder if he works for Disney.
Is he wearing a traditional?
Is he wearing the Mickey ears?
Yeah, is he wearing mouse ears?
You know what? I think that might be what that is. I thought it was some kind of devil horns, but you know what? The more
they are the equivalent to the devil horns. You
know? It's actually standing outside my window under a streetlight, looking menacingly into my window.
Take a picture.
You have a BB gun?
Yeah, I do actually.
All right, you know, just put it by your bedside just in case.
I should home alone the house.
If he starts egging your house, I think we just talked about him.
Or I've a better idea. Why don't you dress in a Batman suit, take a handgun, and just shoot him in the face?
Oh, so as long as I'm wearing a Batman costume, it can't be morally wrong.
No, of course not.
Chris, seriously, I'm worried about you. Do you want me to send Tamura over there to give you some backup?
Yeah, if you want to.
All right, he just got a strap on his jetpack. I'll be there soon.
Excellent.
George, you're a real friend, George. And on that note, I am Jason Green. You can follow me on Twitter at jgreen89. Email me if you want to be on the show or if you want to collaborate with us in any fashion at jgreen89@gmail. Like and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, and please leave a review. That'd be very kind of you. Also, follow this podcast on iTunes, blah, blah, POD1. And since Jobo is not here, I will talk about his contest called Blah, Blah Earth. Take a picture of you and yourself anywhere in the world next to a landmark that is recognizable. So if you're in New York City, take a picture, like a selfie with you next to the Empire State Building, Central Park, high rise, what have you. Anywhere in the world next to something we can recognize it. Tweet the picture at blah, blah, POD1, hashtag blah, blah, earth. Sean.
Yes. You can follow me on Twitter at @the_brackshow. And also make sure, as Jason mentioned at the beginning of the episode, make sure. Are you okay there, Jason?
Sorry, it was so beautiful. No, I just cleared my throat.
Oh, okay. What were you saying? As Jason mentioned at the beginning of the episode, go back and listen to our Batman vs. Superman review.
It's very good.
It was a very thorough, very good review. I suggest everyone, even if you haven't seen the movie, just listen to the review. It's
good.
Yeah,
all jokes aside, I'm very proud of our review and our hatred towards this movie.
Yes, just listen to it. That's all I ask.
And like and subscribe to us.
Yes, exactly.
Did you plug your Twitter, Sean? I didn't hear you.
I sure did. I know you were over there dying. It's okay.
Yeah, I know. Benny, where can people find you?
People can find me at the B&P Express. Woo woo! Also, WrestleMania this Sunday. You'll be hearing from the sports crew about a WrestleMania preview show and a review show coming up in just a little bit. Jason, you might make an appearance on that show as well.
Maybe. I don't think I'll be able to make it down to you guys because you all live 2 hours away and then I got work Monday morning. But I'll let you know. I'll probably watch some on the network.
You think so?
There you go.
I'll try. I'll definitely try.
Make sure to watch that Divas tag match. That's going to be very interesting.
I think Jason just wants to see if George shows up because, you know, George, you don't want to spoil us, correct?
Nope, not at all. I want you guys to be surprised, you know.
Yeah, good. Definitely. Chris, do you have anything you want to plug?
Yeah, I'm Chris Holshue. I'm about to be kidnapped by the Disney Corporation.
Not for long. Tomorrow's on his way. He's almost there.
Thank goodness. If you want like merchandise, let us know. You know, the blah blah fishbowl, blah blah egg beater, blah blah record player. You know, just let us know. We'll think about it. We'll brainstorm.
That's actually. I'm glad you said that, Chris, because I've been making the blah blah T-shirts, which are a real thing. Email me if you'd like one. And, I mean, I only have one made. It's currently being shipped to my house. But then if you guys want one, let me know.
At jgreen89, that's J-A-Y, green, 89.
At Gmail. And George.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Mr. George Lucas, the best friend I've ever had. Would you like to plug yourself?
Yep. So you can follow me on Tummy Blur at GeorgiePorgy69. You know, you can watch me WrestleMania 32 on Sunday, the Andre the Giant Battle Memorial Royal, or whatever the hell it's called.
It's the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Memorial Battle Royal. I'm going to try to throw Mark Henry over the top. but you can catch me and the boys at WrestleMania Access over the weekend.
Over there
signing autographs.
Ooh.
You know, doing some meet and greets, meeting some of the fans. So we're going to be there.
Cool.
Do the boys have their own like collective Twitter account or Instagram account?
We don't yet. I'm kind of banned from most social media. just, you know.
Well, I remember Instagram did kick you off because of the leaked nude picture.
That was Twitter.
Oh, that was Twitter? Oh, yep. Same thing, Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah, so, you know, they kind of just spread the word to Facebook and Twitter or Instagram. So, you know, that's why I'm out of that. But Tummy Blur has been very kind to me. So, you know, you catch me, you know, on Tommy Blur, like I said, WrestleMania Access. We're going to be there alongside our good friend, The Big Show. He's going to be there.
Better be careful, George. He's going to be in that match, too.
I know. Well, you know, outside of the ring, we're very good friends. You know, we eat a lot together.
Not surprised.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, I'm the real Big Show around here. So, you know, he's got to learn that.
You should get him on the show, George. Ask him to be on the show.
Yeah, you know, I'll put in a good word. See if he can go in there. You know, he's one of those. He's kind of like the celebrity induction into the Hall of Fame for the WWE. He's like the celebrity induction to the boys. Like, he's not an actual member, but he's like, you know, a member at heart.
George, when are you going to be up for the Hall of Fame?
I don't know. You know, I mean, my in ring career is not over yet. So, you know, maybe one of these days.
Good point.
Yeah.
You know, I retire.
Well, I hope it's soon, George. And ladies,
you
and
hope
gentlemen,
I retire soon, you asshole.
No, I didn't mean it like that. I'm sorry.
Jason, you were doing so well, and then you tripped right at the end.
You were doing really well.
I got to stop having these shamrock shakes.
Yeah, too much of them. The luck of the Irish, you know?
No, I don't have any luck at
all. He is green.
Yes.
Green.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. Please like and subscribe, post a review on iTunes. Tune in next Wednesday for episode 56, where we will probably have some pretty cool movie news to talk about. Maybe some WrestleMania news, too, pertaining to George. Good night.